I'm Lee Acey, the Chancellor of Social Media University Global, welcoming you to another Chancellor Conversations Smug podcast. This is Blogging 108. Our course prerequisites are Blogging 101, an introduction to blogs, and secondly, a valid email address, which you'll need to activate your WordPress.com blog. I'd like to begin by asking, are you smarter than a third grader? This is my son, John. He's 9 years old and just finishing up third grade. And he's agreed to serve as my guinea pig as we go through the process of setting up a WordPress.com blog and customizing it and making it a nice one, because I think everybody should have a blog, and he's just about the age when it's fine for him to start. Moving on to slide 4, the little problem that we had with John is he didn't have an email address yet, and so we got him a free Gmail account and then went to WordPress.com and clicked the green button that says Sign Up Now. It is a one-page sign up where you enter a username, a password, and the email address to which the confirmation should be sent. In this case, as you'll see on slide 6, we made a mistake. We had some capital letters in there, and so we had to change this to all lowercase, but once I did that and clicked Next, it took us to a place where we have the opportunity to change the blog's title. Since it was all run together, we, moving on to slide 8, changed it to be uppercase and more punctuated correctly to say John Acey's Weblog. When we clicked Sign Up, it comes back with a message that says an email has been sent to John's email address so that he can activate his account. While we were here, though, we did customize the profile to add a little bit more about himself, that he's a 9-year-old boy and lives in Austin, Minnesota. Moving to slide 10, this is what it looks like in your email that you get to confirm your WordPress.com account. When you click on the message, you'll see that there's a link for you to click that will let you activate your account, and when you do that, you see something like slide 11, which shows that your account is now active and gives your username and password. I've blocked out John's password so that nobody can steal his identity. But when you click View Your Site, we move on to slide 12 and see this is the default for a new blog that has been created in about 30 to 45 seconds. It is really that straightforward to set something up like this. Your assignments are to visit John's blog and leave a comment on one of his posts telling him what a great dad he has and fantastic educator and all that. Anyway, then go to WordPress.com and start your own blog just like John did, or like John did with my help. Once you've done that, our next steps will be that you can send me your email address that you use to sign up for WordPress.com, and I'll add you to the Training Wheels blog as an author. That Training Wheels blog gives you an opportunity to create some blog posts, practice linking and embedding photos and other things like that, so that you can practice and sort of get your mistakes out of the way before you're ready to start on your own blog, and not have to feel any nervousness about messing up your own personal blog. This is set up as a scratch pad for everybody to use. Please do check out socialmediauniversityglobal.org, and our next steps following this is that John and I are going to work on his blog, on customizing it somewhat, and we'll take you along with us every step of the way. This is Lee Acey, your Chancellor at Social Media University Global, thanking you for joining us for Chancellor Conversations, and looking forward to having you tune in next time.